Up, joining me live in studio today is Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator, with an update from the town of Afton. Violet, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in studio. A lot going on with the town of Afton, as always, and a couple things to update us on. First, the Star is coming right along, isn't it?
It is. It's coming right along. You know, I got to give a lot of credit to Paul Scherbel. He came in and kind of took this project on to kind of give it somebody to spearhead, which I'm very thankful for, given the fact that I don't have as much time on my hands as he does. He has, you know, pooled all the local resources that we have, the volunteer effort. He's done so much. So for the most part, we have all of the larger pieces of equipment up there to actually construct the Star. We are still calling for volunteer effort to help with digging holes for the piers that need to go in that will support the structure of the Star. And a couple of other people that have been really helpful in the Star, obviously, you know, power went up, the power drop was kind of pulled in last year. Mm-hmm. That was done by, by DNS Excavation, sorry. And, they also helped again this, you know, this summer to get, some of the materials up there. So they've been super helpful. Silver Star has been involved and they've been very helpful. Sean Merritt, the, high school welding teacher, he has been instrumental in being able to get some of the brackets and major pieces pre-welded before they were up there. And I think he might've had a little bit of help from his students, but I think most of it was his own doing.
Sure.
So he's, you know, we've just had so much community effort involved in this project and that's been really awesome to see. So, obviously we hope to get it done as soon as possible. But yeah, anybody interested in helping volunteer effort, want to, you know, go up there and utilize the new fancy trail.
Yeah.
Which the town was not a part of. That was obviously the Forest Service. So thankful to them that we have a great trail up there. But yeah, it's been a great volunteer effort by the community.
I've heard good things about the trail. I haven't tried it myself yet, but I've heard really good things about it. You mentioned you want to get this project done as soon as possible. Is it on track to be done before winter time?
We're hopeful that it will be done. There again, given the ability to have as much volunteer effort as we can. So, we're calling for that. You know, if you want to see that starlit for homecoming, let's get more help.
Awesome. Okay.
Let's get it built.
Very cool.
I'm not saying that means that it will be, but I think that would be a cool time to
Absolutely.
Be able to do that.
Certainly. Violet Sanderson in studio this morning. Violet, give us an update on the EPA and what's happening with Swift Creek Canyon and the water source and where things stand.
So Swift Creek Canyon in general, we obviously had the slide up there at the beginning of the summer. That was, you know, taken care of by our utility department. Josh Peeler did an amazing job in responding to the emergent situation we had up there to protect our infrastructure. We had Vandenberg Excavation up there from the start of the slide. They were able to come in and help us with that. So once again, so thankful for some of the community support we have with these local contractors. I just don't think we could get things done as efficient and in such a timely manner if we didn't have their help and all efforts. So awesome to have them, you know, looking out for their community as well. So the slide has been taken care of, mitigation, at least mitigated to the point where our infrastructure is obviously no longer a concern for us. So most people might not understand that our main transmission line from the intermittent spring is underneath the walking path.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that kind of got washed out, that was why we were concerned. So that has been, you know, reinforced and built up, and the trail is a little bit wider now and a little bit better to walk on. And so hopefully people can appreciate that. So, yeah.
Is the slide still moving?
It's still a little bit active and I think it's going to continue to be so. I think we were able to use some mitigation efforts to get the flow to go in a different direction. So we won't continually have the same problem that we did, but it's just kind of there's a lot of material up at the top that's probably going to continue to come down. You know, this wasn't the first time that area slid, and that's why some people referred to that area as Slide Lake, because it did kind of create a lake.
Yep.
Many years ago. And so it's going to be something we're going to continue to monitor. But at this point in time, we feel like we've done a really good job to reinforce and shore up to
okay.
protect the infrastructure.
And none of the infrastructure was damaged to the point of needing to be replaced, right?
Correct.
I think you got all,
nothing
you were
was
on top
ever
of it.
Damaged. Public health safety was never, you know, obviously we did whatever emergency protocols we had in place to ensure that if there was any damage while we were still investigating to see what the slide really did, we followed our procedures with that. The main line was never hindered. The integrity was never unsound. So everything was great with that. And so we were just able to mainly rebuild up the trail, reinforce to the side, so it won't wash out again to potentially cause the same issue.
Gotcha. Violet, any update on the spring itself with the EPA and they're calling for a different use of, or a, I guess I shouldn't say different water source, but some changes to the system.
So I think most of the community members will remember that back in September of 2022, we held that public hearing because we did get that letter from EPA where they made a predetermination that we were groundwater under the direct influence of surface water. Obviously, it's still in the predetermination stage. They haven't come forth with full-blown determination. They feel as though they have taken all public comments into account and feel as though they have enough information to make a full-blown determination, which way, obviously, they're not alluding to us. However, they do have some concerns with some of the MPA tests that were taken. They're worried that it's, some of the score levels that we received were indicative of infrastructure itself and not the source water, which we've kind of said all along. But it was nice to hear them say that. And so they are going to do a little bit more testing to try and eliminate the possibility that some of the things found in the MPA test were just, something that could be in the water tank. So the previous location of our MPA test was downstream from the 97,000 gallon tank, which is that tank that's right there before the intermittent or right after the intermittent spring.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're worried that maybe there was some influence. So the only things that have ever been found in our MPA scores is algae and diatoms. Now, those are things that can be indicative of surface water, but are also kind of floating around in the air too sometimes. With that being said, those are non-pathogenic. So they're, that's not... It's a surface water indicator is the way that they classify that.
Gotcha.
And so that's how they use it and say, well, there's a potential risk here. And so those things obviously are completely taken care of during chlorination and not a concern for public health or safety in consuming our water. So it's an ongoing battle. So we do have a tentative schedule for them to come out and do some different testing in different locations in the middle of September. The spring has finally started to intermit in the last couple of days, so that's exciting for anybody that wants to go up there and watch it. That is one thing they wanted to wait for. They wanted to come do some sampling during that period when it's intermitting.
Sure.
We are still, pushing back. Even if their tests confirm whatever they think, we're still pushing back. We're still moving forward with the idea of doing a study. We secured funding from the state of Wyoming through SLIB to be able to do a watershed water protection study. One of the things that the EPA did come back on after, I don't know if the public completely remembers, but they did... as part of their predetermination, they kind of shut us out from filtration avoidance. And so they said, you're not even going to be eligible to try and meet filtration avoidance criteria. They have since come back on that and said, well, okay, we'll let you try to figure out if you can meet that. And so one of the things that this study will do is provide us enough information to hopefully try to do that if they do make a determination. The town council, obviously our current town council is amazing. They're wonderful, awesome people. I love that they are representatives of our community. We are in good hands with them. They've basically said that if this does go to full-blown determination, we're still going to fight it. So right now it's just a matter of building the administrative record, thinking that that's what we're going
to
be doing.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear that they're at least willing to, the EPA, is at least willing to play ball a little bit and at least do some of these other tests, because if I remember right, that was really all you were asking them to do, right? Is just to come back and say, hey, we think you need to retest this.
In 2018, when we initially got a letter from them saying that they had any sort of a concern, which was a result of 2014 sanitary survey, they said, hey, we think you should do a water study. And at that time we said, we all agreed that the DEQ, being the state permitting agency, would take care of that for us and kind of compile all the available data that we had at the time and utilize that. Well, since then the EPA has said, well, we don't trust what the DEQ has come to say, And by the way, we don't think you need a water study now because we have enough information to make a determination. Gotcha. And so that's where we're like, wait a minute, you told us initially to do this study and now you're saying you don't think we need to. So we are still moving forward with the study. I think it's important for us to know everything that we can about that source. And I think it will also be interesting to know just how it works, you know, if there's any information that we can gain for that. Yeah. The last major study that was done on the intermittent spring was in the 70s. I think we all can agree that there's more available technology out there to give us some more information. And so that's what we're hoping to do.
Violet Sanderson in studio, after town administrator this morning on the weekday wake up. A couple other items here. Violet, have some sewer cleaners coming in to the town soon. Is that correct?
We do. So they're set to come in. We don't know if they're actually going to start on Monday or if they're just going to be on site on Monday. So what they're going to be doing is this is general part of maintenance of the sewer system. We're going to be having them come in from doing the main core of Afton, which would be first from 6 and Madison to Lincoln. And so we just want to caution residents. What we like to tell people to do is to keep their toilet lids down. Sometimes when the pressure from the water going through the main lines can cause some bubbling or some gurgling in toilets. And I think we all know that we just want to make sure that we don't have a spurt of water coming out or...
Sure.
If your kids, you know, forget to flush the toilet, whatever else might be in there.
Right, exactly. Not kidding. And so that could happen as early as this Monday then.
Correct.
All right. And town cleanup coming up in a little over a month now.
Yeah, town cleanup is set for Monday, October 2nd. So just as spring cleanup, we ask residents to put everything in the right-of-way available for our guys to come through and pick up. So we do limit it to 8-foot lengths and 8-inch widths. So it just makes it a little bit easier for us to pick up, clean, and then get rid of and discard later.
Absolutely. Okay. Violet, anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
I don't think so. Just as always, any comments, concerns, or questions, please call Town Hall at 885-9831.
Appreciate the update, Violet. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.